Danny, welcome back to the show. You've got a tough beat, hey?
Good morning, Rafaela, and good morning to the listeners.
Tell us a little bit about this this syndicate that Eskom has identified as operating in the Harare area of Khayelitsha.
I think now everyone is well aware that Khayelitsha is one of the township that is a playground for these gangs, which extort businesses. In the Khayelitsha region, it's called protection fee, because they ask for these monies so that you can for that business to operate smoothly. We're well aware that I think in February, even the construction of an RTP house. Houses had to be put to a halt because there were these demands that the construction company pay a protection fee. I think even shopping centers that have been built close to these areas, they do pay this money. It's just that they never come and speak. Only here when you interview the workers would say, hey, a car came, and they would say this and this to our site manager. So this is a phenomenon that has been happening in Khayelitsha. We know that for many people know it in the days of Long Street, where club owners were requested to pay a certain amount of fees so that their clubs do not have shootings outside, because if you have shootings outside, your club will be deemed unsafe, then you lose customers. So they would do this. So now it has become a major issue in Khayelitsha. And Eskom, when I spoke to the residents, incident actually happened on Sunday, and I was supposed to break the story on Monday, but Eskom took time to get back to me and confirm that this has happened and what the steps have they taken. So yeah, people have been without electricity since Sunday afternoon until now. People in Harare, they do not have electricity because certain criminals asked for this protection fee.
A large protection fee. So protection rackets, construction rackets are well known in the country, not just Khayelitsha, but it does seem to be intensifying in Khayelitsha in particular. We're seeing that in taverns. And this particular fee that was demanded of Eskom employees was as high as 20,000 rand, that they either pay 20,000 rand or they need to vacate the space. And it's 20,000 rand per month that they demanded from Eskom. So Eskom is refusing to negotiate with criminals, but what does that mean for the residents of Harare?
Rightfully so, Eskom is refusing. This basically means that the residents will have to stay in the dark, and that until the safety of the employees of Eskom is guaranteed, then they can't be able to move in. And just to bring you back, Rafaela, I think over the weekend, a City of Cape Town employee was shot twice. And we know that these places are unsafe for municipal workers too. A short twice, I think it was during a failed robbery, and they kind of also do need this protection because they have to go in law enforcement officers to do their job. So this means that the residents will have to be in the dark. And, you know, I can tell you what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen next? What these guys will do, they will go to these houses and say, look, since Eskom is not paying this amount of money, each and every house must pay a certain fee so that we reach to that 20K. That is what's going to happen next. And I am expecting it to happen within the following days. If it has not happened already, they will send boys who will go to these houses and tell them, look, you have to pay this certain fee by yourselves because Eskom is not paying. And
what, then they'll reconnect them illegally?
Yes. Something will do happen, and I know those who stand up sometimes get killed. So yeah, we've seen businesses. I've also spoken to Somali business owners who say that they just prefer paying this fee because it protects them from robberies. So this is what's going to happen in these communities. And also, Eskom has already said that certain houses or houses are disconnected from the grid, and then I ask a certain fee so that they can be reconnected back. So it's a major problem for the community of Khayelitsha, this one.
It is. It really is huge. I mean, it's the Wild West at this particular point. 1,500 rand per household, according to Eskom. It's come to their attention. That's what's being demanded. Vilani, we'll be speaking to Eskom a little bit later in the morning. Thank you very much for your perspective and of course, for your ongoing coverage of what's happening on the ground. Vilani Ludidi is a reporter at Weekend Argus.